Random House Audio presents Blood, Bones, and Butter, The Inadvertent Education of a Reluctant Chef by Gabrielle Hamilton. This is Gabrielle Hamilton. Blood. Chapter 1. We threw a party, the same party every year when I was a kid. It was a spring lamb roast, and we roasted four or five whole little guys who each weighed only about 40 pounds over an open fire and invited more than 100 people. Our house was in a rural part of Pennsylvania and was not really a house at all, but a wild castle built into the burnt-out ruins of a 19th-century silk mill. And our backyard was not a regular yard, but a meandering meadow with a creek running through it and wild geese living in it, and a death slide cable that ran from high on an oak to the bank of the stream and deposited you, shrieking, into the shallow water. Our town shared a border so closely with New Jersey that we could and did walk back and forth between the two states several times in a day by crossing the Delaware River. On weekend mornings, we had breakfast at Smutsey's in Lambertville on the Jersey side, but then we got gas for the car at Sam Williams Mobile on the New Hope side. In the afternoons after school on the Pennsylvania side, I walked over to the Jersey side and got guitar lessons at Les Parsons Guitar Shop. That part of the world, heavily touristed as it was an important location of many events in the American Revolutionary War. George Washington crossed the Delaware River here to victory at the Battle of Trenton, trudging through the snowy woods and surprising the British.